Hello, welcome to Online Podcast. I am concluding my trip here. This is my last recording in Malaysia, I assume, unless something else happens. But you'll be hearing this on Monday. I'm leaving tomorrow, which is a Monday also. Well, the very same Monday I'm leaving. It's the night of... It's the arrival of the Hokkien New Year. A legend has it that during the war, you know, there are several explanations, but the ones that I remember or sort of know is that the Hokkien people, you know, coming from the Fujian province in China, during the war was, I think they had to hide in the sugarcane plantation or farm or whatever, to hide from some soldiers who were attacking them. Gosh, I'm so bad. But anyway, and so they will be, the Hokkien people will be celebrating Chinese New Year now on the ninth day, the beginning of the ninth day of Chinese New Year. So, not so much, I've recorded several of the Chinese New Year feelings and thoughts and stuff that I'll be posting soon in the future. But right now, what I'm doing is I'll be posting this along with my video podcast. So you'll probably get this, but you should also check on my website, or if you, because I'll probably be posting both the video as well as the audio together. So you might miss the video because I have two things going on around the same time. Oh, you know what? I have no idea. I keep changing my mind. Yeah, both of them will be on there at the same time. So make sure you go back to onlinepodcast.com and check it out. It should be midnight now, so you should be hearing more fireworks going on in the background. And it's a very, very fruitful trip. I sound a little bit tired because I really am sort of used up. All my energy and my strength and everything is sort of used up to the maximum. It was a fun day today. It's Sunday the 25th of February 2007, and ooh, something, there you go, that's the way it's supposed to be for me on Chinese New Year. Of course, with many Hokkiens in this area, you hear a lot of those fireworks, because it's part of the culture to do that sort of firecracker thing to scare away the evil spirits. So even though it's illegal, people still do it. But anyway, going back to my trip this morning, I went to the Little Penang Street Market, which turned out to be quite a fun event. Not as many people as people expected, because it coincides with the preparation of today, well, this current worshipping of the sky god. Ti Gong, we call it, well, the god, sky god, literally translated. And so people are, not as many people showed up, but we still had a lot of fun. But the most important thing is that I get to meet so many of my listeners, and so many of them are so supportive and wonderful, and I'm very touched by that, and to the point of I'm gonna cry. I really am. The support of my family has been wonderful. My parents have been running up and down, so tiring, driving me here and there to meet the different press, different newspapers, reporters, press conference, going to the ferry to do the ferry recording, which you will also see. So make sure you go back if you get this audio recording and did not get the video. Make sure you check back on Online Podcast, or go back to your iTunes and click on the Get button to get the video podcast. Of course, it's not done by me. As you would see, there's a star bug, not Starbucks, star newspaper bug, star online on the left-hand side. Star has their own podcast as well. It's at podcast.thestar.com.my. And they have been very supportive, The Star. I did not contact them besides several months ago sending them a proposal of my trip, of my podcasting evangelizing plans. And I saw Star newspapers, reporters everywhere. All the events I went to, they were pretty much there. And so I've been getting a lot of publicity for this trip. So I'm very thankful for that. And thank you for all your support, especially the ones I met personally. And I also get to meet three of the very well-known authors this, and you will get to hear some on my future shows. And those are monkeys, I think. They're squeaking. Woo! I get to meet three very well-known authors. Tan Chun Ho, who also agreed a long time ago to be my guest for Penang Hokkien for today. And Raymond Kwok, whom I met, which is a precious stone, a gemstone that I found this time, this trip coming home. And I'll be playing some audio clips of him, some photos of his wonderful collections of Peranakan, the intermarriage of Malay and Chinese culture, as well as language and all that. And of course, a surprise appearance of the third very well-known, also the three known Penang Hokkien dialect authors, about the Penang Hokkien dialect, you know, authors who write about that, and who is Johnny Chi, who turned out to be my high school teacher. So it's lovely, wonderful. And I don't want to do this recording too long because I have to go pack. I haven't packed yet. It's already after midnight now, and I still haven't packed. So I'm going to go packed in a moment. Very interesting experience, taste of fame. I guess you can call it that, even though as minute as it is, it's sort of different. It's a different experience. I got recognized everywhere, all the way from out on the street. Woo! Out on the street, at restaurants and different places, shopping malls and all that. It's been quite fun, and people want to take pictures with me. So it was sort of I kind of have to program myself to think that, oh, I'm actually somebody. Somebody wants to take pictures, but usually it's me who go and say, oh, let's take a picture with that person. But being asked to take pictures with him was sort of kind of like, I feel like Britney Spears without shaving my head. Without shaving my head. Did I say heads? Whoops. Freudian. Anyway, I'm sleepy. I'm kind of tired. I don't know if I want to or have the mood of doing any recording on the way back. As you know, I've been doing lots of recordings and lots of podcasting publicity events that I'm a little tired. Not sick of it, but I'm a little tired, physically tired. I'm sure you can hear from my voice as well. Whoa. Suddenly a half octave lower. Or maybe even one octave lower. Anyway, I miss a lot of my regular friends. Very much, definitely, my hubby, Bruce. It's very strange to experience that, you know, being away from him so long. Happy birthday, baby. It's Bruce's birthday today. I'm getting a little bit emotional because I don't get to be with him. I know he's understanding, but it still sucks. He's probably in school now. It's Monday. But I'm gonna have to make up for it when I get home. I'll be home on the day after his birthday. Well, no, 2 days after. Well, I'll be in LA the day after his birthday, but I'll be in Kansas City and he'll be seeing me 2 days after his birthday on the 27th. So, yeah, it's kind of emotional, like I said in the previous one. You get to see the very cheerful side of me on B'nai Hokkien, because that's what the show is about. And the very more genuine and honest side of me on online. So, I miss my hubby dearly, and I miss a lot of my regular friends that I talk to all the time, Steve Harris, because of the time difference or something. Well, he's been busy because he just recently posted a different feeder, revision, or whatever you call it. So I'm kind of tired. And I want to say hi to a new friend that I get to meet this time. I think you know who you are, who asked me not to use this name. Anyway, hi in Kuala Lumpur. And yeah, hopefully this marks a new a turning point yet again for Penang Hokkien, and hopefully for podcasts in general in Malaysia. I get to meet several bloggers at today after the Little Penang Street event. I get to meet a bunch of bloggers at this place, Tesco. There's a restaurant down there, and for a brief moment, and talking to a bunch of young bloggers about podcasting, and hopefully having some of them getting even more interested about doing a show, a podcast. And so I'll be in touch with them, and then hopefully I get to stay in touch with so many people I met this time. I really get to meet so many of my listeners this time, and it's been wonderful. Just, you know, off the streets and off my gathering, as well as the several performances that I did on out in the public on the ferry, as well as at the Little Penang Street today. So it's been a very fruitful trip, and I think tomorrow's gonna be difficult because I know I got emotional last time I went back, and I probably will be again. You know, leaving my parents, and I don't think I can live here anymore. I'm so used to my life there. I have my life, and I actually missed home, missed Kansas City, missed my home, my house, but leaving my parents behind is still difficult. So, yeah, I get emotional. This is what a podcast is all about, right? Being human, as I always say it. But it's been a great blessing for me, and I hope to be able to do this for a long time. Hope to be able to become somebody's inspiration every once in a while, and hopefully to be able to at least spark a few more podcasts coming out from this island, Penang Island, where I grew up and was born also. Thank you so much, all of you, for listening, and welcome to all the new listeners who ventured over from Penang Hokkien, perhaps. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you stay continue listening to my podcasts as well as other podcasts. There are several, well, several. There are thousands of very good podcasts out there, and I hope you check it out and give podcasts an opportunity to show off its power, which I think it's immense. And I will talk to you when I'm in Kansas City. And have a pleasant week ahead of you. And I guess the next time you hear from me, I should be in Kansas City or somewhere in the middle traveling. If I probably won't be doing any audio recording, but I should be able to do some blogging if I have web access. I have a long layover in LA, but I don't know if I get web access. I don't know if I want to pay for it. So we'll see. Thank you for listening. This is John recording one last time in Penang, as I am witnessing a bunch of fireworks in front of me. That's really pretty. And don't forget to smile. Take care, all of you. And we'll speak again when I'm in Kansas City. Bye-bye.